On this week's Trivia Night, we've got it bad, got it bad, got it bad. We're hot for trivia with our salute to schools from movies, music, TV, and more. Welcome back, my trivia heads, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend another brand new episode of Trivia Night, the best trivia show on the planet, and the only show you need to test your knowledge on all the facts that's fit to print. From surfboards to boarding schools, and country clubs to breakfast clubs, any topic you need, we have got you covered. Each week, we mess with the bull and get the horns by spending our entire Saturday in detention to bring you the freshest trivia this side of third period French. I am your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio, birthplace of the greatest school supply in the history of mankind, the Trapper Keeper. We've got brand new episodes for you each and every week featuring guaranteed 100% original trivia. Play along and you'll go off faster than that flare gun hidden in Brian Johnson's locker playing along with Trivia Night. On this week's episode...
Oh, back to school, to prove to the podcast that I'm not a fool.
That's right, y'all. It's every parent's favorite time of year when our kids get to be the state's problem for 8 hours a day. School is back on and summer's over, so what better way to celebrate than by quizzing yourself on the greatest schools from movies, music, TV, and more. I've packed up and shipped off a whole separate piece of questions about your favorite fictional faculties, so join me in learning about Cuba and having some food with our Oh Captain, My Captain salute to pop culture schools on Trivia Night. Trivia Night is brought to you by and created with CrowdPer. Add fun to your events with awesome trivia, leaderboards, and live streaming. Get instant access to our basic plan and create a cool event for up to 20 participants, all for free. So if you want to host your own game just like this, check out crowdper.com after the episode. Right, the key to faking out the parents is laying down some trivia ground rules toot sweet. I've got 15 questions in a variety of formats. Some multiple choice questions, some type in text questions without answer options, and some drag and drop reorder questions, where you just have to put answers in the correct order. And if you'd like to see for yourself the awesome features included with all of our trivia games, features like videos, GIFs, fun facts, and more, just go to trivianight.live/ZZSTX. That's trivianight.live/ZZSTX to play along to this game on any device, right from CrowdPer. You can also find a link to this game in the episode description. And I know that sometimes I might seem a little childish and stupid, but then again, so is high school. Let's play! All right, the School of Popular Culture is now in session, so let's kick things off with question one. Which 19th century American novel inspired the 2010 Emma Stone high school comedy Easy A? Was it A, The Awakening, B, The Turn of the Screw, C, Daisy Miller, or D, The Scarlet Letter? A, The Awakening, B, The Turn of the Screw, C, Daisy Miller, or D, The Scarlet Letter? Which of these 19th century novels inspired the Emma Stone high school comedy Easy A? And the correct answer is D, The Scarlet Letter. I probably should have made it A, The Scarlet Letter, but I did not. It is D, The Scarlet Letter. Emma Stone's got a pocket full of sunshine in Easy A. It came out in 2010, and that's based on the 1850 novel The Scarlet Letter by Nathaniel Hawthorne. Moving on to question two. What rock band has got it bad, got it bad, got it bad on their 1984 hit Hot for Teacher? Is it A, Motley Crue, B, Van Halen, C, Def Leppard, or D, Poison? A, Motley Crue, B, Van Halen, C, Def Leppard, or D, Poison? Which of these rock bands has got it bad, got it bad, got it bad? They're Hot for Teacher. And the correct band that is Hot for Teacher is B. It's Van Halen, not Van Hagar. In fact, 1984's Hot for Teacher was Van Halen's last song that they released as a single before original lead singer David Lee Roth quit the band. So that was right before Van Hagar came into our lives. I don't mind some Van Hagar. Some of it's pretty good. Let's keep things going here with question three. What hard rocker scored a Billboard hit in 1972 with his ode to eternal summer vacation, School's Out? Was it A, Ted Nugent, B, Ozzy Osbourne, C, Alice Cooper, or D, Ronnie James Dio? A, Ted Nugent, B, Ozzy Osbourne, C, Alice Cooper, or D, Ronnie James Dio? Which of these rockers let us know that school was out forever in 1972? It was, in fact, C, Alice Cooper. And 1972's School's Out remains the most performed song in Alice Cooper's iconic stage show. The one with the guillotine where his head gets chopped off. I don't even know if, I doubt it's on School's Out, but it just might be. I've never seen Alice Cooper live in concert. Somebody send me a ticket. Question four. Which of these actors does not star opposite Robin Williams in the boarding school drama Dead Poets Society? Is it A, Robert Sean Leonard, B, Matt Damon, C, Josh Charles, or D, Ethan Hawke? A, Robert Sean Leonard, B, Matt Damon, C, Josh Charles, or D, Ethan Hawke? Which of these actors did not say, "Oh, Captain, my Captain," at the end of Dead Poets Society? And the correct answer is B. It's Matt Damon. He did not appear at all in Dead Poets Society. You might be confusing Dead Poets Society with another prep school movie from that same time period, and that was School Ties. Matt Damon was in School Ties with Brendan Fraser and his best friend Ben Affleck. Question five. Who chronicled the goings-on at Miss Cackle's Academy for Witches in the Worst Witch book series? Was it A, Jill Murphy, B, Beverly Cleary, C, Judy Blume, or D, Roald Dahl? A, Jill Murphy, B, Beverly Cleary, C, Judy Blume, or D, Roald Dahl? Who wrote the Worst Witch book series? And the correct answer is A, it's Jill Murphy. She began writing The Worst Witch when she was only 15 years old while still in secondary school in 1974. Actually, the first Worst Witch book came out in 1974, so she started that writing that thing in 1959. Way to go, Jill Murphy. You should have much bigger accolades than She Who Shall Not Be Named, who also wrote a book about wizards and witches. Moving on to question six. What is the Tree Hill High School mascot on TV's teen melodrama One Tree Hill? Is it A, Ravens, B, Bulldogs, C, Tigers, or D, Eagles? A, Ravens, B, Bulldogs, C, Tigers, or D, Eagles? What's the high school mascot for the Tree Hill High School on One Tree Hill? The correct answer is indeed A. It's the Ravens. The Tree Hill Ravens won their first ever state championship in the series' fourth season. The only thing that I can remember about that show, though, is that one episode where the dad needs a heart transplant, and then the EMT drops the heart on the floor, and the dog runs away with the heart that was supposed to be transplanted. That's high, high melodrama right there, my friends. All right, question seven is a drag and drop order question. I'm gonna read this question and give you four options, and you gotta put these in the correct order. So here we go with a drag and drop order question seven. List these classic high school comedies in chronological order, and your four comedies are Dazed and Confused, The Breakfast Club, Clueless, and Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Again, those movies are Dazed and Confused, The Breakfast Club, Clueless, and Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Move those around and put those in the order in which they hit theaters for the first time. And the correct order is Fast Times at Ridgemont High, The Breakfast Club, Dazed and Confused, and Clueless. Fast Times at Ridgemont High came out in 1982. The Breakfast Club is 1985. Dazed and Confused hit theaters in 1993, and Clueless rounded out this group in 1995. That's the same year that I graduated from high school. And yes, I indeed have remained clueless ever since. Question 8. What future Oscar winner wrote, directed, produced, and co-stars in the 1988 musical comedy School Days? Is it A, Jamie Foxx, B, Forest Whitaker, C, Spike Lee, or D, Cuba Gooding Jr.? A, Jamie Foxx, B, Forest Whitaker, C, Spike Lee, or D, Cuba Gooding Jr.? Which of these guys wrote, directed, produced, and co-stars in the musical comedy School Days? That's D-A-Z-E. And the correct answer is C. It's Spike Lee. Future Academy Award winner Spike Lee. He based his second feature, which was 1988's musical comedy School Days, on his time at the historical black college Morehouse College in the late 1970s. And then he went to NYU. And then he made She's Gotta Have It, and then School Days, and then he made quite possibly the greatest film of the 80s, Do the Right Thing. Always do the right thing. That's it? That's it. All right, I got it. I'm good. I'm gone. I'll move on now to question 9. What punk rockers gave us all a musical education on 1979's Rock and Roll High School? Was it A, Sex Pistols, B, The Clash, C, New York Dolls, or D, Ramones? A, Sex Pistols, B, The Clash, C, New York Dolls, or D, Ramones? Which of these punk rockers educated all of us on rock and roll high school? And the correct answer is D, The Ramones. The Ramones wrote the title song and they appear in the movie Rock and Roll High School. It came out in 1979. And many years later, the band Local H asked the question that was on all of our minds, whatever happened to PJ Souls? She played the lead in Rock and Roll High School. She's also in Halloween 2, awesome actress from the 1970s. Moving on to question 10, the godfather of high school movies. Here we go with question 10. In what fictional Chicago suburb are all of John Hughes' 1980s high school coming-of-age movies set? Is it A, Shefton, B, Shermer, C, Shifford, or D, Shanderfield? A, Shefton, B, Shermer, C, Shifford, or D, Shanderfield? Which of these fictional Chicago suburbs is where all of John Hughes' movies take place in the 1980s? The correct answer is B. It's Shermer, Illinois. Nearly all of John Hughes' more than 24 films as a writer and or director are set in whole or in part in the Chicago metropolitan area, specifically in the fictional suburb of Shermer. Shermer High School, Shermer, Illinois. Now, before I do my a cappella version of the drum solo intro on Hot for Teacher with the final 5 questions of Trivia Night, if you're enjoying this and want to host your own live trivia show, check out crowdper.com. which makes all of this trivia action happen. You can pick from our library of 100% original trivia games. We've got over 1,400 and counting now. Or you can write your own. You can add fun images and videos. You can share the link to your game with your crowd. And you can host live, in person, or with real-time streaming. There's even a free forever basic plan to get started. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPer. All right, we're back with the final 5 questions on this pop culture school edition of Trivia Night. So let's keep it going and finish it out here with question 11. Whose 1815 novel, Emma, inspired the 1995 high school comedy, Clueless? Was it A, Virginia Woolf, B, Charlotte Bronte, C, Jane Austen, or D, Kate Chopin? A, Virginia Woolf, B, Charlotte Bronte, C, Jane Austen, or D, Kate Chopin? Whose 1815 novel Emma inspired Clueless in 1995? And the correct answer is C. It's Jane Austen. Yeah, writer and director Amy Heckerling said she based her screenplay for 1995's Clueless on the 1815 novel Emma by Jane Austen. Question 12. Which fraternity accepts the titular gang of outcasts after every other Greek organization rejects them in 1984's Revenge of the Nerds? Is it A, Gamma Phi Gamma, B, Lambda Lambda Lambda, C, Delta Lambda Zeta, or B, Lambda Kappa Pi? A, Gamma Phi Gamma, B, Lambda Lambda Lambda, C, Delta Lambda Zeta, or D, Lambda Kappa Pi? Which of these fraternities accepts the nerds in 1984's Revenge of the Nerds? The correct answer is B, Lambda Lambda Lambda, also known as the Tri-Lambs. And after being rejected by every other Greek organization on campus, the nerds are given a fraternity charter by the historically all-black fraternity Lambda Lambda Lambda. Question 13. What rock and roll pioneer cameos and sings the title song in the 1958 movie High School Confidential? Is it A, Bill Haley, B, Jerry Lee Lewis, C, Little Richard, or D, Chuck Berry? A, Bill Haley, B, Jerry Lee Lewis, C, Little Richard, or D, Chuck Berry? Who sings the title song and appears in the 1958 movie High School Confidential? The correct answer is B, Jerry Lee Lewis. Now, no less an authority than the Golden Raspberry Awards named 1958's High School Confidential with Jerry Lee Lewis as one of the 100 most enjoyably bad movies ever made. Question 14. Now, question 14 is going to be a type to text. I'm not giving you any answer options, so you're going to have to go deep down into your locker, buried underneath your chemistry homework, to find the answer to this one. So here we go with a type to text, question 14. The 1986 high school dramedy Pretty in Pink is named for a song by English rockers The Psychedelic Blank. Again, the question is, the 1986 high school dramedy Pretty in Pink is named for a song by English rockers The Psychedelic Blank. Who sings the song and gave John Hughes the name for the movie Pretty in Pink? The correct answer is Furs, The Psychedelic Furs. The Psychedelic Furs originally released Pretty in Pink in 1981 and then re-recorded the song for the soundtrack to the 1986 film Pretty in Pink. I believe it was Molly Ringwald who told John Hughes about that song. And, you know, the rest, as they say, is herstory. Dear Mr. Tricky, we accept that we had to sacrifice an entire Saturday in detention to answer 14 questions about fake schools. But we think you're crazy for making us answer a question 15. I know that you think you see us as you want to see us, in the simplest terms. What those first 14 questions taught us is that each one of us is a brain, an athlete, a podcast, a final shot, and a question 15. Sincerely yours, the Crowd Purr Club. So here we go with question 15. Which pop-punk band's music video for the 2001 single In Too Deep parodies the diving competition from the 1986 comedy Back to School? Is it A, Fall Out Boy, B, Sum 41, C, Good Charlotte, or D, Newfound Glory? A, Fall Out Boy, B, Sum 41, C, Good Charlotte, or D, Newfound Glory? Which of these bands parodied Back to School for their 2001 music video for In Too Deep? 'Cause I'm in too deep and I'm trying to keep. The correct answer is B, it's Sum 41. I know that I've said this before in games, but this might be the most favorite fun fact that I have ever uncovered while doing research for these games. Sum 41's 2001 single, In Too Deep, was originally a reggae song and was supposed to feature Canadian rapper Snow on the verses. You guys remember Snow, right? In Pharma, in Australia, I lick you boom boom down. Woo! There's not a doubt in my mind. We just scored a perfect 10 on that triple Lindy of a game. That is our show for the week. please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. A 5-star review really helps with podcast visibility. And without those reviews, I'm never going to graduate like Donna Martin. You can graduate with a PhD in trivia from Big Shot University by bragging about your win on social media. You can tag and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We are at CrowdPer, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. And if you have a topic for a future episode of Trivia Night, shoot me a DM on social media because I would love to hear from you. Lastly, do check out CrowdPer.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Trickey, and join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.